The Word Collector by Peter Hamilton Reynolds. Collectors collect things. Some people collect stamps, some people collect coins, others collect rocks, some collect art. Some collect bugs, others collect baseball cards, some people collect comic books. And Jerome, what did he collect? Jerome collected words. He collected words he heard. Certain words caught his attention. He collected words he saw. Certain words jumped out at him. He collected words he read. Certain words popped off the page. Short and sweet words such as spark, bloom, drift, dream. Two-syllable treats such as treasure, motif, whisper, candid, hover, glimmer. And multi-syllable words that sounded like little songs, such as guacamole, kaleidoscope, wonderful, geometry, symphony. There were words he did not know the meaning of at first, but they were marvelous to say, such as aromatic, vociferous, effervescent. There were words whose sounds were perfectly suited to their meaning, such as molasses, torrential, Tyrannosaurus rex, smudge, bellow. Jerome filled his scrapbooks with more and more of his favorite words. Jerome's collection grew. He began organizing them. Dreamy, science, sad, action, poetic. One day while transporting them, Jerome slipped and his words went flying. As he began to pick them up, he noticed his collections had become jumbled. Big words next to little words, sad words next to dreamy words. Jerome began stringing words together, words he had not imagined being side by side. He used his words to write poems. He used his poems to make songs. They moved. They delighted. Some of his simplest words were his most powerful, such as, I understand. I'm sorry. Thank you. You matter. Jerome eagerly collected more and more of his favorite words. The more words he knew, the more clearly he could share with the world what he was thinking, feeling, and dreaming. One breezy afternoon, Jerome climbed the highest hill, pulling a wagon packed with his word collection. He smiled as he emptied his collection of words into the wind. He saw children in the valley below, scurrying about collecting words from the breeze. Jerome had no words to describe how happy that made him. The end. If you enjoyed this story, you can check this book out at the Columbus Metropolitan Library. If you're done listening, you can hang up now.